True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
All right, 1 hour to go here on a Black Friday. Evan Giddings with you on 95.7 The Game. Steven Rizzotto in the house as well. Thanks for everybody who's tapped in with us today. Spent a little bit of your Friday with us. I was actually looking outside, and by the way, it has turned into a pretty nice day. A little chilly, a little overcast, classic Bay Area winter evening, but people are out around Union Square, out doing their shopping. Hopefully not everybody's getting too flooded, no one getting trampled, getting their stuff. By the way, that reminds me, before we get into your game, pasta, your mother went Black Friday shopping at 4 a.m. today?
She is one of those crazy people that goes really early in the morning.
I didn't call her crazy.
No, I did. I did. She is a self-proclaimed crazy Black Friday shopper, and she was at Kohl's in Daly City very, very, very early in the morning.
Now, if you don't mind me prying, what kind of stuff does she come home with?
I don't know. I learn on Christmas Day, I guess. But usually it's like clothes, and I don't know what you could get at Kohl's that could be like a halfway decent gift, holiday gift. But it's the thought that counts, you know?
It is. It's also the effort. She gets up at probably 3 or 3:30 to go Black Friday shopping at 4. So,
yeah.
How many of these places are open that early? Does she drive to Vacaville? I know there's outlet malls up there. Does she go up to, is it Petaluma has got outlet malls?
So her main spot is Daly City Ceremony Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. She's always down
Ceremony
there.
Ceremony Ford, a partner of ours.
Exactly, right across the street. Ceremony Ford, just mentioned Bonte. but she's always down there. And they have deals. They're probably not as prominent now that everything has kind of gone online and you could probably find better deals on Cyber Monday. But yeah, it's one of those things where she likes it. It's a tradition with her and her sister and her mom, my grandma. They all go and they have a good time and they get home at like before noon usually.
Oh, that's cool. We'll just get it out of the way. Just get up, get early. And if it's also a family excursion, I do appreciate that.
It's hard because I'm in my early 20s now, and there's nothing I need. There's nothing I want. Like, when somebody asks me to make a list, which is what my family does, I have always felt guilty making a list, and B, really don't have anything to put on it.
Well, you will soon, but a lot of the times it's peace and quiet. You would like to have a day off. You would like to have what Aaron Andrews says that you can't have if you work in sports. And that's a normal day, a normal holiday, because you're here on Black Friday, hanging out, helping people, and helping me. You want to help me right now before we talk to Sam Gordon at 3:15? Okay, so this is the Black Friday shopping game, courtesy of Steven Rizzotto. And pasta. Oh, we just got a call or two. See, this guy's working so hard back there. He's sprinting back and forth. Pasta, what do you got for me?
Okay, Evan. So I'm going to give you some items here and just some holiday items that I found on eBay, online, different things that people are selling for X amount of price, and you're going to have to tell me what price you think that these are going for, and I'll tell you, you know, I could give you an over-under number, whatever you want to do.
All okay. Right. Give me the over-under.
Okay. The first item we got is a Draymond Green signed Golden State Warriors finals patch jersey. Okay, the over-under on this, over or under, $350.
Over. I would take the over on that.
Congratulations. You're one for one, Evan. You're definitely over. It's $500 for that one.
I was going to say $450, but yeah, that to me, especially, and it's not just the finals edition, but usually anytime you get an embroidery, thank you, an embroidery involving a signature, you're usually in the kind of the 400 to 600 range.
Correct. Yeah. So
even if it's Draymond Green.
Especially if it's Draymond Green. All right. Item number two. This is actually a recent giveaway from one of the Golden State Warrior games. It is the Steph Curry 2025 Town Edition bobblehead, the one with his mouth guard hanging off of it. Over under $50 that somebody is selling this for on eBay.
Oh, well, those can get... These are always all over the place. I'll go over.
That is a ding.
That's a ding.
Yeah, that's a ding.
A faint ding.
A faint ding.
All right. I will say it's worth...
There we go.
$85.
No, it's actually worth $64.88 or best offer. So there's one left. There might be a bidding war on this Steph Curry bobblehead.
Well, dude, I've been getting ripped off then. Outside of Oracle Park, where, you know, the Giants play, obviously, if you walk up the Embarcadero, there's always people selling bobbleheads. And it's usually cash only, too. And I feel like I've never paid less than $50 for a bobblehead, and they are not the Curry, the town edition bobbleheads. They're kind of like old school, you know, Marco Scudero or a Russ Ortiz type deal. But, yeah, I got to look out for these eBay buys.
Yeah, people are brutal with these prices. All right, item number three here. NFL San Francisco 49ers beach towel. Okay, so you're going to the beach, obviously not right now unless your name is Dan Devone, but he goes to the bay. Beach towel, over or under $25 for a 49er beach towel.
I'm going to go under.
Under.
$22?
It is $16.95 under for the 49ers beach towel.
Wow.
All right.
Not $13 for Brock Purdy. $16.
Here's an item. We were just talking about this during the break. How about a 2026 San Francisco Giants wall calendar? Everybody's favorite gift that never comes out of the packaging. Nobody likes getting this. Over under $19.50.
For which item again?
For the 2026 Giants wall calendar.
Oh, God. I wouldn't like this, but I'm going to go over.
It's over by $1. It's 20 bucks. Somebody's selling it for 20 bucks on eBay.
I'm not sure I would pay that much for that.
All right.
Now, eBay is one of those, you can obviously just put a bid in and kind of be on about your way.
Yeah, I would like to see you in a bidding war for that calendar, Evan.
Well, it depends on who's going to be a part of the 2026 Giants.
Exactly.
Big free agent class coming up.
If it's Tyler Fitzgerald in June, I'm not too sure about that one. All right, here's another item before we get to Sam Gordon. This one is on the Breaking Tee website. You could get some cool merch. A 95.7 The Game t-shirt. Okay, it's a blue 95.7 The Game t-shirt. I have the t-shirt. I actually have the sweatshirt that you always see me in. Over or under $25.
Please don't tell me it's the over.
It is the over. No. $32 for that shirt if you're a medium
before
adult.
Before taxes?
There's shipping involved too, Evan. We don't want to go there.
Oh, my God. Well, it's... I guess it's the company. I guess it's the brand. We got to talk about that. Next producer's meeting, we're going to bring in our who runs our merchandise?
Jesse, maybe?
Jesse. Could be Lucas. I don't know if it's Nahigian, but yeah. We got to talk to somebody about this.
It's a cool gift you could get someone.
Can I get 15% off at least?
Exactly. I wonder how much of the cut we get.
Okay.
Few more here. Vintage Jerry Rice jersey from the 1980s. Okay. Over under $80.
Oh, over. 100% over.
It is $100.
Man, yeah, I would pay $100 for that. That sounds like a really nice jersey.
Yeah, no, it is a really nice one.
Come on, man. Yeah, show Jerry some respect. It's got to be at least his number.
Yeah, we'll bulldoze through these next three here. All right, Magic Johnson returns to NBA ticket stub from his first game back in 1996 when he came back to the Lakers. Over, under... $2,500 for a ticket stub from that game.
I'll go under.
Under by $1.
By $1. Wow, Pasta, you really set these over-unders tight. I like
it. I did. $2,499 for that ticket stub. All right, two more here. Candlestick Park seats. Okay, two Candlestick Park seats. Two of them, over under $3,000, which if you're asking me, like, that's way too much, but $3,000.
Well, judging by your answer, I'm going to go over.
I set you up to fail. $2,200.
Oh, so you sneaky little bugger.
Yep. All right. Final one here before we get to Sam, who is probably listening and wants to come on and interrupt this.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This one is not right. We don't know the answer of the price here, but Tatsuya Umai, the pitcher on the market right now from Japan, who the Giants are reportedly interested in, over under $150 million that he gets. This is more of a guess.
I was going to say, we don't know the answer to this. I would say under because he says he doesn't want to play for the Dodgers.
And they're the only ones that would go over
$150. And they're the only team that would pay him $150+ million. If he plays for the Giants, which there is a legitimate chance that could happen, they're not paying him $150 million. That's my guess. But obviously we got all offseason to talk about it. And also there's a big contract recently given out to Dylan Cease, who was formerly with the Padres, $210 million. And he might be a little more, I guess, of a finished product. But that would certainly be an addition for the Giants. They will take all they can get right now after another 500 season. One that right now the Warriors are sitting at 10-10. We're going to talk to Sam Gordon about that in just a moment, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And he works for the San Francisco Chronicle. But, you know, I think right now, Barry sports are kind of in a... they're in limbo, right? We got a basketball team that's 500. We got a football team who no one believes in the quarterback and they want the backup. And then we got a baseball team who hasn't been to the postseason in forever. All right, we got them? All right, let's go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests appear on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of River Islands. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. It's time now to chat with... from the San Francisco Chronicle, covers the Golden State Warriors, Sam Gordon, kind enough to join us here today. Sam, first and foremost, hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. What's going on, man?
Appreciate you having me, Evan. Happy Friday. Had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you did as well. And looking forward to tomorrow night's game at Chase Center. Golden State Warriors against the New Orleans Pelicans. They're, Warriors, see what they're going to be without Stephen Curry for a week at least. And looking forward to seeing how the first matchup goes tomorrow night.
Yeah, no doubt, and to kind of wrap up the homestand, before we get into all the nitty-gritty and maybe you can help calm some of the people here during the holidays with what's happened to the Warriors, but I got to ask you, so we were discussing the comments that went viral yesterday from Aaron Andrews about, you know, how much she sacrifices not being around for holidays, having to cut Christmas short, starting at a low salary. You yourself have worked in multiple markets. You've covered multiple teams, multiple sports. I wanted to ask you, what does a Thanksgiving look like for Sam Gordon? And during the holidays, you don't really get to live the normal life. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, that's a tremendous question. You're 110% correct. Yesterday was real low key. My lady, I was in Las Vegas for 7 years before. Coming up to the Bay, I met her there. She's up here with me now. So she went home to see family in Vegas. So it was just me and our dog flying solo, hanging out. A good friend of mine, Adam Hill of the Las Vegas Review Journal, actually has family in the Bay Area, and I went out and hung out with him last night and his family in San Rafael. So it just so happened to work out great that I had a friend in town and was able to enjoy kind of a family oriented Thanksgiving, but. For most of the day, I was flying solo, and I've done that other times in the past as well. So it's part of it, right? Like these are sacrifices that journalists and people in media make, but everybody has their different sacrifices in whatever respective jobs that they have. So I try and make sure to enjoy family time and time with loved ones and people I'm close with, around the year round, right? And there's other parts of the calendar that work out better for that. But yeah, this is just pretty much the norm and the standard, and very grateful to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, even on Christmas Day, we're going to be at Chase Center because the Warriors play the Dallas Mavericks at 2:00, and that's just kind of the way it goes. But I'm glad you were able to enjoy some of the holidays with friends and with your dog. It sounds like too. So I'm glad you had that.
Appreciate you.
As for the Dubs, right now, I think that was on Wednesday, a game that. Maybe similar to Portland, you felt like was gettable considering Houston was down a couple players, most notably Kevin Durant. What sort of taste was left in your mouth after watching that game on Wednesday? And just what are you sort of feeling like the temperature is right now with a team that's 500 who didn't necessarily want to be, 20 games into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was certainly a dispiriting loss for the Warriors, right? Considering the circumstances, the Rockets are status quo, like pretty tough as is. And then without Kevin Durant and Steven Adams, like there's an opportunity there, and the Warriors were healthy, right? Relatively healthy. Of course, you don't have Jonathan Kuminga, who was really good against the Rockets in the regular season last year, so they missed him. last night, and I think they've missed him the past several games, you know, with as he's been out. But they pretty clearly missed him, and it, you know, just kind of highlighted how short they are on shot creation in the half court if Stephen Curry's not having a monster night. And it highlighted again their deficiencies at point of attack defense. You didn't have to worry about Kevin Durant on Wednesday night about the easy money sniper doing what he's doing, his 25 a game. It was Reed Sheppard who, you know, credit to Reed Sheppard, is coming into his own, but he's really the only shot creator in the half court offense that the Rockets had. The Warriors surely knew that, and it didn't matter. I mean, he got pretty much wherever he wanted to go, 12 of 25 from the floor, 31 points, 9 rebounds. He was able to create for his teammates as well. And just kind of given the relative status of both teams, where the Warriors were at, where the Rockets were at, like the Rockets this wasn't their top team. This was their B team, more or less. And they closed and out executed and clawed back and had a big second half comeback. And it just kind of reaffirms that the Warriors have consistently struggled. They beat San Antonio a couple times. Those were great wins. But even going back to last year, going back to the seven-game series, going back last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever that was, against Oklahoma City, like, length and size trouble the Warriors. That is not a good stylistic matchup for them, and that's what they experienced on Wednesday night. So you heard their veterans sound off, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green in their post game, certainly not satisfied with where the offense is. It's been a bottom 10 offense this year, a top 10 defense. They're 10th in defensive rating, but I don't think that statistic really matters much. Certainly not in the eyes of their veteran players when it comes to matching up against the top teams with guards and wings that are athletic, that can get into the paint, that can pressure the rim. Those players have given the Warriors issues. They've given them problems, and if any kind of turnaround, at least in the eyes of their veteran leaders, is going to start on the defensive end of the floor. So it was not, to your point, Evan, not the start the Warriors wanted to have. That was the game that they were, you know, favored to win. That you go back to the Indiana Pacers, shorthanded loss against the Pacers, mm-hmm. A loss to the shorthanded Milwaukee Bucks, a double-figure blown lead against the Portland Trail Blazers at home on Friday. Those are four wins right there that if the Warriors take care of business, you're 14-6. It's an entirely different conversation. Those were right there on the table for the Warriors to get. They don't have them. And as, you know, Kerr said post-game, right, as Steve Kerr said post-game, you're quoting the great Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. So they profile right now. I mean, he's right. They profile like a very mediocre team. You can't count on them to beat shorthanded teams. You can't count on them you can't pencil in any victory at this point. The Warriors are going to have to work through that. They're going to have to get back to defending at a high level and without Stephen Curry, kind of rely on their defense, funnel offense through Jimmy Butler, through Jonathan Kuminga, if he comes back, and try and establish some kind of balance here without Stephen Curry. It's not easy, right? The margins, as we've seen, have already been very thin with Stephen Curry in the lineup. Now he's out for at least a week. The margins get even thinner, and that's coming, again, out of a dispiriting loss against a shorthanded Rockets club.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think one thing you touched on there I thought was interesting about how the type or the archetype of player doesn't necessarily, you know, lend you to believe that this is a top 10 defense. Like the type of players that they've struggled against is those are the kinds of guys that it feels like Draymond and Jimmy Butler are talking about when they were saying after the Wednesday loss that, you know, their defense is bleep and they're not doing their job individually. We're talking with Sam Gordon here on 95.7 The Game, covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. And I also want to touch on that too. When you hear Steve Kerr say, well, I think our defense isn't as big of an issue as the offense, and then you hear the players, specifically two of the captains really, talking about, well, we think the defense is a bigger issue than the offense. Do you sense, I don't know if it's like a disconnect there, but I think to me, Sam, it just speaks to why this team is 10-10, to which they're clearly not on the same page right now, and they're playing inconsistently, which is why we're seeing all of these up and down results.
1,000%. And you know, the Warriors reconvened at Chase Center today for a practice, and you know, Steve Kerr talked to us, a group of us, assembled media, that were there and mentioned one, you know, that it's largely the same team, right? Largely the same roster that went 23-8 and, you know, got the Warriors into the playoffs last year that had a really good groove and had a lot of continuity and, you know, just trying to reestablish that sense of continuity that the Warriors had during that stretch. I think it's also noteworthy, right? Like, the Warriors did have the number one defense the last 31 games of the last season, but you got to go back and take a look at that schedule. They had some really favorable matchups that I think kind of played a role in influencing that run. Not that it wasn't, you know, not that that run doesn't stand for itself, and not that that merit, that not that it doesn't have merit, but this is a, you know, this is a different group that, you know, it's the same group, but it's a different season. And clearly, again, finding a rhythm hasn't, you know, has been an issue throughout the course of the year. So I get what kind of both sides are talking about. You look at the Warriors again, it's been a bottom 10 offense, short on shot creation without Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler. And you know, the kind of the idea that getting back to defending at a really high level, creating live ball turnovers, activating transition, maybe creating a little bit of pace through their defense is a way to ignite an offense. So the defense is a little bit more, I guess, controllable, right? Like, it's a make or miss league. I know it's a cliche or an adage or whatnot, but shots aren't always going to go in. But duplicating, you know, an intense defensive effort is something I think the Warriors vets think that they can control, that can maybe help the offense. And as Kerr says all the time, the game is connected. So a better offense would certainly help their defense too, and a better defense would help their offense. It's kind of a catch 22. It's where the Warriors are at right now. It's one of the reasons that they're 10-10. They're not great at either end of the floor right now. They're a very average team. You know, their defense probably a little further along than their offense, but not at a championship level. Certainly not at a level that, you know, you want to see. You know, forget about championship. Not even at a high end level right now in the Western Conference. So the Warriors got their work cut out for them. You know, the good news for them is it's only been 20 games. It's a long, long season. The schedule didn't do them any favors early on. That, you know, is evening out. It's not necessarily encouraging the way that they opened up their homestand per se, 1-2 at this juncture. But the schedule will lighten up. Stephen Curry will get healthy at some point, and this next week gives the Warriors an opportunity maybe to kind of recalibrate their identity. Not, you know, you're not going to be able to be dependent on Stephen Curry. It's going to have to be defense and teamwork and moving and sharing the ball and all those things. So maybe that can help them recalibrate, you know, starting Saturday with the Pelicans.
Yeah, no doubt. Sam Gordon chatting with us here on 95.7 The Game, covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. And Sam, you know, you talked about this team being the one that had the number one defensive rating last year. I never believed that was like the best team defensively in the league, but certainly if you're number one in something, you're probably pretty good at it. What do you think is the difference between what occurred at the end of last season and the beginning of this year? Because as much as I agree with you, you know, on a night like Wednesday, even against Portland too, they do miss Kuminga, but they didn't have Kuminga because he was hurt for the majority of Jimmy Butler's initial tenure with Golden State, and then obviously had a tough time integrating him back, and so he wasn't as much of a factor. Like, the guys that are on the floor now largely are the ones who did it last season. So what do you think is the difference?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? I think, you know, certainly the cohesion, and it's, you know, it's hard to necessarily quantify that, you know, like right now, but like, the Warriors were really connected on that end of the floor, and they had a much better offense too, right? That those last 31 games, they were eighth offensively. They were a top 10 offense. So when you're scoring more, like, you can set your defense. The Warriors still had issues at the point of attack last year. You go back and take a look at some of those game logs, like the big time guards, big time wings, like would light them up without a ton of resistance. But secondary scorers didn't necessarily get off as much. You had a good team defense overall. They were a better rebounding team. They were a really good defensive rebounding team this year. Last year, this year they've been pretty average in that regard. And like, the way to cap a defensive, like the way to secure a stop, right, is with a defensive rebound. So they're not as good rebounding. They're not quite as cohesive on that end. And then, you know, point of attack hasn't necessarily, you know, it hasn't improved, right? The Warriors have guys that are capable of bothering certain archetypes of ball handlers, but the top end players, and I want to be abundantly clear here. I want to be very clear. You're not going to stop, you know, the Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders of the world, the Anthony Edwards of the world, those guys. You're not going to stop them altogether. The goal is to make those guys work, to wear them down over the course of 48 minutes, to make it so they can't necessarily control and dominate a game like, you know, Reed Shepard kind of did the other night. Like, Reed Shepard is not the kind of player. Again, improving young player in this league, want to give him all his due and respect. But the Warriors were having to trap him at half court. Like, he's not necessarily the kind of player you expect to have to do that to. So It starts with the point of attack. Their help needs to be better. Like, the whole thing needs to be better. That's what Draymond Green was saying. You know, some of his comments post game is it starts with everybody individually, and then, you know, and then collectively. We need great individual defense before the great team defense comes. That's part of it. Their team defense, it just hasn't been five on a string. And even though, again, they had some of those the same deficiencies last year, they were mitigated by the collective team defense down the stretch. And again, a relatively favorable schedule played into that as well. Whereas this year, the schedule has been harder and more compact. So there's time to even things out. There's time to get situated and settle here. And I think, again, you know, Kuminga coming back, what he was able to show at point of attack, especially early in the season, there's upside there. Moses Moody, De'Anthony Melton could return on this three-game road trip. Steve Kerr shared that with us today. And he's, I think, at this juncture, at least with smaller guards or you know, average-sized guards, right, point guards and shooting guards, he's a proven I not wouldn't necessarily say stopper per se, but a pest at the point of attack at 6'3" with a long arms and a long wingspan who can give them some resistance there. So they got to get better collectively, cohesively. It's a great question why they're not as good, but those are areas where they're not performing up to.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Up to the standard they did those last 31 games last year.
No doubt. Sam Gordon with us, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. He works for the San Francisco Chronicle and covers the Golden State Warriors. My last one for you, Sam, and I appreciate your time and hopping on with us today, is, you know, if the Warriors are to make a move around the deadline, I'm sort of looking around at what they have, and you're right, there's a lot of things they can do better, but it still just feels like they might be a player away. If you were to look at this team and say, all right, what do they need if they are to go outside the locker room and acquire it, how would you answer that? If they're going Black Friday shopping right now, like a lot of these people out here listening, what do you think they'd be shopping for?
A two-way wing, which is, again, like the hardest archetype to like, everybody wants two-way wings, right? Yeah. Like, everybody wants two-way wings, but somebody that can create some offense and also guard their position. If that kind of player is out there, then the Warriors, I would guess, you know, would be looking around. I, you know, not to belabor the point, right? Because I know we've talked circles around, you know, about this over and over again. But Jonathan Kuminga still, you know, he showed during that opening stretch that kind of combination where he can be disruptive defensively and also create offense for the Warriors. He hasn't done that consistently throughout the course of his career. We know that. Can there be some consistency over the next couple weeks? We also are certainly well aware of the contract that he signed, the flexibility that is inherently built into it, and the possibility, you know, that there were other interested suitors in Jonathan Kuminga during his restricted free agency. So, a shot creator that can also guard their position, those aren't exactly on the market. You know, for sale per se in the NBA, but if there is one out there that becomes available, you would imagine the Warriors would inquire about that kind of player.
Right on. Well, whether it's internal or external, we hope that they can sort of course correct. But in the meantime, Sam, thank you very much for hopping on with us. I know you'll be out there tomorrow, and look forward to seeing you at some time during the homestand. But thank you for joining us, and I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving.
Appreciate you, Evan. Thank you so much. See you on tomorrow, and glad you had a good Thanksgiving as well. Looking forward to catching up in person. Talk soon. Take care.
My man, Sam Gordon, the San Francisco Chronicle, covers the Golden State Warriors. And kind of on that last point, I think he's right. I know a lot of people look at this team and say they need a big, right? They need a center, or they need just someone. And obviously there's a glaring hole there because Al Horford is either old or hurt, which he has right. He's dealing with sciatica, which is a little bit scary. But Quentin Post is someone who just can't stay on the floor unless he's shooting the basketball. If he's not shooting well, and by the way, he's shooting 32% right now from three-point range, he doesn't do enough of the other things that you need. And I talked about this on Osani Guru earlier this week, but the issue with the Warriors, to me, the biggest issue with that spot is that Draymond Green is their best center. And so either they can try and go find another big to play alongside him. I think that big has to be a shooter, and those are also hard to find. Or, to Sam's point, I think the guy that they're trying to find right now is someone along the wing. And that also has its complications, because the biggest trade chip that the Warriors have is who Sam mentioned, and that's Jonathan Kuminga. But you have to find someone who's better than him, or better than him for the Warriors for certain. And I don't know. I mean, I think the team that I'm looking at is the team they play tomorrow as far as guys that will be available that a team would be willing to come off of and potentially take back a JK. And I think Trey Murphy is the guy on my Black Friday shopping list. Like, he's the guy that I think can absolutely improve this Warriors team. I think he's a better fit than Kuminga. Well, he might not have as much potential, right? He's a 6'8", two-way guy, can shoot the basketball. You know, I don't know how much of a creator he is as far as getting his own shot. Kuminga might have him there if he ever realizes his potential. But I think for this year and this team, if the Warriors could somehow turn Kuminga and a first-round pick, probably unprotected, into Trey Murphy, that to me would be a no-brainer. Now, I don't know if the Pelicans would want JK. I know they've been linked to him in the past. I don't know if it would only take one first-round pick. It might be one of the more valuable first-round picks because the Warriors have access to all of theirs, and I would prefer to give up a first-rounder that's nearest to the present, obviously, because you don't know what the Warriors are going to be 3 or 4 years from now. In fact, this season, to me, is evidence that they should try and keep as many of their picks as possible the further out you look, because already in one offseason, this team has looked like a group that got old in a hurry and whose young guys have not taken enough of a step to supplant some of the issues that the older players are dealing with, which is, you know, absences, or I don't know, maybe they've lost a step in certain areas. I think the Warriors are dealing with a lot right now, but, you know, to me, also finding a guy who's in his mid-20s. I mean, as much as I would love to see them get someone with some toughness and an interior player, I don't know how many of those guys are available, like, in their primes that are really game-changing type dudes. I think Trey Murphy could be that for the Warriors, but again, that would need the Pelicans to be willing to come off of him. We got about a half hour left between now and the end of our show, and we can open up the phone lines at 888-957-9570. What would be on your Black Friday shopping list if you were Golden State? Let's go to Rob, who's in Castro Valley, wants to talk about the Dubs, and a former member of theirs, it seems. Rob, hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. What's going on, man?
Yep, happy Thanksgiving. I got these emails and all these promotions about doing like a 10-year celebration for Kevon Looney, so he's my guy that's on my list. And the only reason why is also like during the game against Houston, I feel like he's the guy that could have come in and like made the difference in that game. But anyways, and another just promotional thing, I saw this video of Kevon doing like this practice warm-up thing, and it was like 2 minutes of him just balling pretty good. So that's all I got to say.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. Yeah, well, who knows, they might be able to use Kevon Looney right now, or at least the Kevon Looney from a couple years ago. I like was letting him leave, a decision that I regret, not for, I think, the $8 million that he's making, but swapping him out for Al Horford, yeah, that's, I mean, like, but when they made the choice, you felt like you understood why, right? I mean, Al Horford can do some things that Kevon Looney can't, and he was less expensive. And by the way, they needed some of that money to go out and sign Jonathan Kuminga, a player that has been good, and then he's been not so good, and now he's been hurt. So hopefully once he comes back, he can start getting back to the way that he played the first five games of the season. And I'm also hoping that some of the regression that we saw, I would say really starting during that game against the Kings when the big three was out and was mainly in the second half because he had a good first half in that game, some of that regression is due to the knee tendonitis. Hopefully it's just all injury related. You know, I think you got to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt there. Let's clean up this call. I think Burns wants to talk about something from earlier with the Niners, but we are all ears here on 95.7 The Game. Burnsy, what's up, man? Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. What's going on?
Evil E, what's up? Happy Thanksgiving to you. First of all, man, I just want to thank you for doing this today. You know, I had to go to work, too. I listened to you for pretty much all day today. Got me through. Finally getting home. Going to put up the Christmas tree here in a little bit.
Attaboy.
The fake Christmas tree, that is. Yeah. That sucker would dry out super quick. But got the family. Actually, you know what? My oldest son already pulled out the tree for me. It was nice, man. Thanksgiving was great. Mama Burns did not dry out the turkey. It was probably the best turkey I've had in the last 5 years, man. It was, you know, I joined the big boy club. I put cranberry on my turkey. It was so enjoyable. I really haven't gone for that. It was fantastic. No fights in the family.
Yes.
It was just a perfect day. You know, Evan, what I was getting, I heard you earlier talking about Aaron Andrews and stuff, and you know, I heard the tape of her playing, and it was, you know, it did not offend me in any way. And it was kind of funny because how you brought that up, because I was watching the end of the Cincinnati-Baltimore game, and, you know, it's probably what? I think it's 8 o'clock here. It has to be like 11:30 almost on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And they start showing pictures of the cameraman, right? And I'm like, dang, man, you know? And as a kid, you know, of course you want to be an announcer and stuff. You're like, hey, man, I'll be a cameraman. That sounds like so much fun going to every event. And you see them in the bitter cold and stuff, and it's just like, man, you really throw up the thumbs up for those kind of guys. And even like Aaron Andrews, I'm down with those. You know, we totally understand that. You know, me going to work today, it sucked. You know, it sucks doing that. But if you really have that passion, like you do, Evan, I know you have that passion to come in and do this segment for 4 hours, 5 hours, or whatever you're doing. I hear you all during the week, man. And so it is appreciative to us fans out here. You know, and this is the one thing. This is the one thing. You know, I'm a kind of an old timer. And it's not that I don't like women in sports at all. I love women in sports. But, you know, it's just my preference that I like listening to men call football games. It's just a preference. It's nothing against women. I'm all for them. I have daughters. You know, I want them to be refs and stuff. Although I'd love to look up the stats and see if the women refs call more personal fouls than the men. But hey, I digress. It is the Thanksgiving holiday season. And, you know, I'm thanks to 95.7. You guys do it up. I know I don't know any of you guys, but I feel like I do know you guys, if that makes sense, you know. And,
no doubt.
You know, just want to wish you a great Thanksgiving, you know, to you and your family. And, you know, you have a great day, man. You have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Burnsy. Appreciate it. Well, a couple things. I'm glad Mama Burns did not draft the turkey. I'm glad that you hopefully got through a work day unscathed and happy. And finally, I'm going to say I'm not going to open up that last can of worms because we're not going to start anything controversial here on a Black Friday. What I am going to do is go to break. Yeah, you better be careful. I'm going to go to break. Come back. We got a short segment on the other side going up until 4 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game. And I don't know. We might have some fun in the last 15 minutes. It sounds like Burns has been listening to the show today. So I appreciate the kind words. And then we're going to get up out of here for the afternoon. All right. I got a read here to do, Pasta, and I will hit it. That segment was sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Now back to the Evan Giddings Show on 95.7 The Game.
You should do voiceover work, Pasta. That was pretty good. Now, was that one, I know we talked about earlier, Evan Giddings, Stephen Rizzotto, here with you until 4 o'clock, a couple minutes left. Was that one that you practice in the car on the way over here?
No, that is not one that I practiced. That was one that I just improvised on the spot.
Not bad. Not bad. It's got a nice ring to it.
Thank you.
Although, is that your Fleming?
Hi.
Well, I like shows that obviously have something to do with the name, but like, I always question the strength of a name. You know, some names sound strong. You know, Stephen Rizzotto, that's a nice, compact, simple, just elegant name. Carter Chickering, a strong, strong name. Dan Devone, strong name. All three of those names I just mentioned have been on these airwaves today. Evan Giddings is, you know, hopefully a little more just polite, not as in your face, as, you know, boom, just drop on you.
You're selling yourself way too short.
Well, the Evan Giddings Show is, I think we've been all right today.
Like, this has been the Evan Giddings Show, by the way. As much as you don't want to admit it, you don't like the name, you don't know how it sounds, this has been the Evan Giddings Show.
Well, I haven't had a choice today. I was, like, did you know I was supposed to co-host with someone today?
I did not know that.
I'm not going to say who it was because they dropped out, but I was supposed to do a show with someone today, and then, you know, a couple weeks ago, Lucas hits me up and say, hey, do you want to do a solo show? And whenever anybody asks you if you want to do something by yourself, it's because they couldn't find someone else to do it with you. So they're hoping that you respond, yes, absolutely, I am excited to do this all by myself. When in reality, it's just because they couldn't find someone else to work. Exactly. Thank you, Francesa. Well, that guy did a solo show for years. Now, I don't know if you, like, some people like to hear themselves, and I don't necessarily dislike that, but to have to talk and to really, like, force it for 4 hours, it's been a little more difficult than I thought. And like I talked about at the beginning of the show, the voyage that, to me, has always been severely undersold, the Vostok 1 with Yuri Gagarin, the Russian, the first man to ever make it to space, his voyage around the Earth was an hour and 48 minutes. This show was 4 hours. In fact, I've always been surprised at how long it actually took to go around the Earth one time in the first space vessel that had the ability to do such a thing. So, this one's for you, Yuri.
You know, you're so close, by the way, to just, you know, getting a chance to sit back and...
Oh, and believe me, you, I will. I won't be having a strawberry margarita, though, Pasta. No. I also have to work... Wait, today's Friday. Oh, we got Warriors this week tomorrow, don't we? I probably blew a lot of my material. I actually got to talk to Devone. So he and I usually host from 9 to noon on Sunday. Yeah. Are you going to be in tomorrow, Pasta?
I'll be here.
All right, as long as there are people that know that we have to do a show tomorrow morning, because then the Warriors also play tomorrow night, and Mark Grandy will have Warriors Live and Warriors Wrap-Up for you, all here on 95.7 The Game. And then Sunday, we got the kickoff show, where I'll be here bright and early with Lorenzo Neal at 8 a.m., always looking forward to that, and then pasta, if you're lucky, are you working the game or are you doing pregame with us?
I'm doing the game. I don't know if I have to do pregame. Usually I do pregame only when Cam has to do Warriors. So I guess we'll find out. I'll coordinate with our good friend Lucas Alexander on what we're going to do there.
Well, he's been out of it. That guy's been totally out of control. He called me on Wednesday and asked if we were having Joe Buck on. Joe Buck was on Monday.
He was on Monday, yeah.
Yeah. So, and all of that, of course, you can catch on the Odyssey app. But the point is, this is where we are doing our own Aaron Andrews, who we are in full support of. But Stephen Rizzotto, myself, Dan DeVoe to an extent, Lorenzo Neal, everyone, Mark Randy, everyone working the weekends, the holidays, this is what we enjoy doing, is rambling on about sports and things that we all care about, we all find interest in, and things that we appreciate sincerely, on a non-sarcastic note, appreciate everyone else who listens into this station also is invested in, whether it's, you know, at an emotional level where you just invested in the entertainment, whether you like to hear certain hosts or certain voices. This is a medium that I do feel passionate about, that I enjoy working towards. Steven does as well, otherwise he wouldn't be here. But we don't get to do this and will not continue to do this without people who listen, people who appreciate it, those that are calling in, those that provide their own opinions, which I very much value, because there's a lot of stuff that I feel like I miss, or because of my perspective, I don't sometimes consider. And so when we get engagement, when we get people to text in, to call in, to chat in here on YouTube, as always brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union, then that's to me where there's really a sense of appreciation, and I feel like we get something out of it. Like, we get to give you our opinions, but when there's a two-way lane, a two-way street, that's where it gets interesting to me. And that's where radio, to me, is different than all other mediums, more than television, more than play-by-play, which I also enjoy doing. But radio is where your audience, to me, like, that's the third voice, or on a day like today, a second voice. Because we can only do so much. We can only give you so much insight. And at the end of 4 hours, we also sometimes can feel spent. But this is a great week for sports. I know for the Warriors fans, might feel a little bit up and down because of the way the season's gone so far. But as our good friend Sam Gordon, who joined us earlier of the San Francisco Chronicle, mentioned, this is a very long season. For the Niners fans, I think that it's been a pretty successful year. Despite some of the ups and downs of the quarterback and questions about the future and what you're going to do here and there, I think this has largely been a pretty enjoyable year. A lot more winning than losing. Definitely a lot better than last season. And I think there's also an intriguing quarterback matchup this weekend. I, for one, have not been the biggest fan of the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, even going back to college, but showed me something in his first game against the Raiders. Excited to see what he can do against the Niners. And excited to see what Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey and the crew can do against Myles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns. So we'll have that preview coming up for you again on Sunday at 8 a.m. for the 10 a.m. kick. That'll be on the kickoff show. And in the meantime, we got Warriors coming at you all day tomorrow. So 95.7 The Game does not stop, whether it's, well, technically stopped on Thanksgiving. But we also had Chiefs Cowboys for you on the radio. So that'll conclude our Black Friday programming. Big thank you to Carter Chickering, to Dan DeVone, to Zach Green, who held it down this morning. Big thank you to Stephen Rizzotto, as well as our guy Brennan, who popped in to hang out with us on a Black Friday. Did not have to do that behind the scenes. Very cool. My name is Evan Giddings, saying so long from our Laughing Monk studios. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m. for Warriors This Week, then Warriors and the Pelicans, and then a Niners game on Sunday. Hope everyone has had an enjoyable Thanksgiving and is enjoying their Black Friday, is enjoying some friends, some family, some food. And in the meantime, enjoy your time with everyone on 95.7 The Game. Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll talk to you next time on 95.7 The Game.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.